I want you to go back a little bit, if you would talk about more of the work of Dr. Ernest Moldashev's. We touched on it. You talked about some of his findings in the Middle East and in Nepal.
Well, Dr. Moldashev, if you Google his name, very bright man. Like I said, one of the, I think he's considered the foremost optical surgeon in the world. So this is not a flaky guy, okay? Certainly someone that pioneers 60 of eye surgery's most famous procedures has got to be someone that's got, you know, something on the ball, okay? And what's fascinating with him is that he had an expedition, and he's got a bunch of books. As a matter of fact, I'm dealing with my friend Klaus in Austria to try and get two of his books translated into English because they're in Russian right now. But what's fascinating is he gave December 1st, 2005, he led the investigation that was into Syria, Lebanon, and Egypt. And they made the discoveries of, like I said, the 7.5-foot metered man, you know, 23 feet tall. Now, again, the fascinating thing is that it was in the vicinity of Damascus, the capital of Syria. He said the grave of one of the giants was 6 meters long and 1.8 meters wide. That would almost equal Og, the king of Bashan. Og in the Old Testament, the king of Bashan, he was a grandson of what the fallen angel Shemazai. There were 200 fallen angels that committed sex sins with human women and went after animals. And again, we don't have to go there. But the Og, king of Bashan, well, this is almost identical to the length of his bed and the length of the breadth of his shoulders. And so what, because of local objections from religious leaders and consideration, it's a very difficult thing to dig up these things because people have a lot of problems. When you dig the bones up, you release the spirit. That's not the case, but that's what the people in